This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.ttsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text-to-audio source is optional under TTS Maker's Terms of Service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on March 24, 2022. Introduction. I heard a webinar archive recently to learn more about plain language. I knew that plain language means writing as simply as possible. However, I chose to learn more in an effort to improve how my writing comes across to my blog readers. The webinar occurred on May 21, 2020. I heard the archive on March 23, 2022. The Accessible Technology Webinar Series Archives is a joint project of the Pacific ADA Center, Great Lakes ADA Center, and Southeast ADA Center. The webinar archive containing the recording and materials is The Power of Plain Language, Connect and Reach Across the Web. In this blog post, I will share what I learned in my plan of action as a blogger. The presenter represented a university and was focused on plain language in healthcare. The concepts discussed can be applied in other settings as well, including blogs. Importance of plain language. Plain language means communicating clearly to other people. The presenter pointed out that different readers have different reading skill levels. For example, some individuals scan written information without reading all of it. When using the word scan in her presentation, the presenter was talking about reading information quickly to find important points. Most of the webinar was focused on tips for using plain language. Basic plain language tips. Plain language should be easy to understand by keeping information simple. It can also be helpful to remove words and sentences which are not necessary. The presenter also encouraged writers to write in a conversation style. Additional tip, lists and headings. Headings and lists, when appropriate, can help readers understand information. Headings should briefly describe what will be covered. When listing information, a summary sentence can help a reader understand important points. I will now share my writing action plan. Blake's writing action plan. Since my blog is disability-focused, my writing needs to be understandable by people with a variety of disabilities. Last year, I began including headings on my blog articles to make navigation easier for screen reader users such as myself. Moving forward into the future, I will focus on using simple words and explain things which might be unclear. I realized while listening to the plain language webinar that words and ideas which make sense to me could be confusing for some people. Bottom line, I will do my best to make my word choices clearer to help everyone understand what I am trying to share. Question for readers. What strategies used by writers help you understand information you are reading? I will return with another article.